Jack and the Beanstalk. Meet Jack, Jack's mother, the giant. New words. A bean, noun. A beanstalk, noun. Gold, noun. Smell, verb. Jack and the Beanstalk.
Find someone to buy this cow, said Jack's mother one day. You must get £100 or more for her.
But, Mum, answered Jack, no one wants to pay £100 for our cow. She's very old.
You must find someone, Jack's mother shouted angrily. We're very poor and we need money.
Jack took the old brown cow away and he came back later in the day.
Someone bought the cow, Mum, he said.
I'm a very clever little boy. No, you're not. Where's my money?
His mother asked.
There is no money, Jack smiled. I got something better.
Jack held out his hand and he showed his mother one small bean. His mother's face was now green.
You silly boy, she shouted. Now we have no cow and no money.
She took the bean and she put it outside. Then she shouted at Jack for 30 minutes. But the little bean was special, and at 10 o'clock that night, it began to grow. The next morning, it was a very tall beanstalk, and you could not see the top of it. Young Jack said,
Look at the beanstalk, Mum. It's better than a silly old cow.
His mother answered,
No, it isn't. I can't see any beans for us to eat.
But look up there,
Jack shouted happily.
Look very high. The top of the beanstalk is all gold.
His mother looked up and she saw the gold. It looked beautiful in the morning sun.
Wow!
She shouted.
We're rich! I'm going to buy an expensive new car.
Then Jack's mother looked at him.
Don't stand there, she said. Go and get the gold.
Jack went up the beanstalk quickly. He went up and up, and he did not stop. He was nearly at the top now. But then he heard a very loud shout.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I can smell an Englishman.
Jack was frightened. Jack was quick. He went down the beanstalk and he was on the ground in 3 seconds.
Mum, he said, there's a giant at the top of the beanstalk.
No, there isn't,
his mother answered.
Yes, there is, Jack told her. And he could smell me.
He could smell you because you're dirty,
his mother said angrily.
Every night I say, have a bath, Jack. But do you wash? No, you don't.
But you aren't dirty, Mum, because you wash every day,
Jack answered.
You must go up the beanstalk and you must get the gold.
Jack's mother said,
Yes, I will.
She pulled up her skirt and she began to go up the beanstalk. Jack watched and he listened. He could not see his mother now because she was at the top of the beanstalk. He waited, but he could not hear anything. Will the giant smell her? He thought. Then there was a strange noise. The giant was eating something loudly. Then the giant said happily,
That was very nice. I enjoyed eating her.
The giant ate my mum, Jack thought. He looked at the beanstalk. There is gold up there, and I must get it. But I don't want the giant to smell me. I'll have to take a bath.
He ran inside the house, and he washed again and again. Now he smelled as beautiful as a flower. Jack went up the big beanstalk again until he was nearly at the top. He saw the giant there, but the giant did not see Jack.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, said the giant. Now I can't smell anyone.
Jack smiled. And then he took a lot of gold from the beanstalk. He was a very, very, very rich boy now.
I'm going to have a bath every day, he thought, happily.